From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have captured the symbolically important northern Syrian town of Debik from Islamic State militants as the U.S. and its European allies meet in London to discuss how to bring a halt to the Syrian conflict now in its sixth year. Debik is cited in Sunni prophecy as the site of an end-of-times battle between Christian forces and Muslims. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in London with European allies to discuss the Syrian situation earlier. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman Mark Toner on the U.S. focus for the talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with then, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo without aid or a way to escape the war. The Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul warning residents of the coming offensive to liberate the city from the Islamic State terror group. The leaflet dropped late Saturday came after hours of an artillery bombardment by Iraqi and Kurdish forces and amid confusion over whether the full-scale assault on the country's second-largest city had in fact already kicked off. The United States and Britain and the UN peace envoy to Yemen called for Sunday for the warring partners in the country to immediately declare a ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State spoke with reporters following that meeting in London.
Together, Boris Johnson and I, with the United Nations Special Envoy, Ismail al-Sheikh Ahmed, are calling today for the implementation of a ceasefire to be implemented by the parties as rapidly as possible, meaning Monday, Tuesday, but moving very rapidly.
Kerry said senior envoys had been in contact with the Yemeni's President Hadi and his internationally recognized government in exile and with the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who drove him from the country to push for peace talks. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump conceded Sunday he is losing support among female voters, but blamed it on media accounts of women he says have falsely accused him of making unwanted advances on them. Trump also continued to claim the election is rigged in favor of his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton president. But we are going to stop it. We are not going to back down.
Speaking to her reporters, Clinton talked about the imperative of winning the upcoming November 8th election.
We have to win in order to work together to demonstrate the positive, optimistic, confident, unifying vision of America that I believe in and that I think together we can demonstrate America's best days are still ahead of us.
Recent voter surveys show Clinton leads Trump with a 5.5 percentage point lead. The candidates square off in their third and final debate on Wednesday. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. And the United Nations says around 370,000 Afghan refugees have returned home from neighboring Pakistan this year with a significant spike since mid-July. The agency also notes, the refugee agency that is, the double the cash grant for voluntary returnees played a role in that jump. For details on much more news, I, Michael Brown, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.